Happy Wednesday. Happy, 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 happy Wednesday. How many happy Wednesdays can you have? It's hump day. Hey, I haven't seen the camel lately. Have you? So today, we're going to take on some of the most important stuff first. Do you do that? Or do you get out of bed and do you spend your day fixing to get ready, doing the little things that, yeah, they matter. There's no doubt about that. But are they moving you forward closer to your goals? Getting you what you want. It's a number one tenet in my life that I do every single day, even when I'm completely distracted, which I am right now. But listen, distraction is just another form of focus, right? It just means I'm looking that direction, not that direction. So we'll get back on track here very soon. It's the Daily Boost from MotivationAndMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. My name is Scott Smith. Thanks for stopping in. And by the way, thank you to my charter members that I have. You know who you are. I'm just going to call you out. I can't call you all out. There's a lot of you guys. I just want to let you know, was it 5 years ago? Was it 5 years ago that we started the charter membership? And I remember that day. It was a Sunday afternoon. I said, I'm going to take the podcast. We're going to open up the membership and we'll go charter on this. And if you join today, you know how that works, right? Then I will give you a special deal and I will keep it as long as you stay with me. And I forgot how many folks we put in. It was a lot. It was several hundred that day. I didn't sell thousands, but I sold hundreds. And you know, right now we still at over 60%, 5 or 6 years later, 60% of you folks are still there. Thank you so much for that and supporting me all these years, all these journeys, all these adventures, including what we're doing right now. And for everybody else, including my charters, thank you for all the emails today. It's so cool to see something happening here. I get to kind of get out there and go on an adventure a lot of people like to do. And I've had so many folks sending me emails saying, Scott, I wish it were me in that motorhome this summer. Oh, come along. We've got some room here. I got a pup tent I can fetch out back. That's awesome stuff. Anyway, we'll have a fun week this week. I did want to let you know that just a little bit distracted this week. Next week, we'll be back on track. Got some tech issues. And the podcast sounds great in the studio here, doesn't it? It's wonderful sitting inside a motorhome. The acoustics are fantastic. Things will settle down, and the Operation Reinvention podcast will get in gear next week. Just give me a little bit of time to get that thing set up and adapt to this new crazy environment. Come here real close. So one of the things that that we all have to learn to do is be very adaptable and get stuff done. Let me give you a very simple little example. This motorhome is good size, and it's a beautiful place to be. It's got everything I could ever ask for in here. A little bit smaller, a couple of dogs and a cat and a wife. And my wife is very ritualistic. So we get up the very first day and I've got a dinette that I'm working on here to get this recorded for you. And I'm fighting the sun because it's hot in Florida. We're still here and the air conditioner has to be off to record. And she is right back on her routine. Boom. Her oatmeal, her waffle, her omelet, her coffee. And it takes about an hour for her to make breakfast. And she spreads out all over the table and she's looking at her internet stuff while she's eating her breakfast. And I'm pacing. I'm a patient guy. I'm pacing. I said, honey, can you not have just a shake? Can you have a bar? Can you just eat some protein, something, and just then take the dogs for a walk so I can get my job done? It's getting hot in here. And I felt so bad about it. And I had to take a deep breath. And I tell you, you really have to look at that your world like that. If anything is getting to you, and if you certainly have, if it's self-inflicted, which is where I am right now, I have decided to do this and I have inflicted upon myself major change and it's going to take a couple of days to get this settled down, but I'm going to do it and use every little trick I have in the book. We'll be sharing some of those tricks with you over on the Operation Reinvention podcast once we get that going. But today, a lesson that I learned a long time ago, and this was kind of a big one for you and for me anyway. When I first started doing this kind of work, I listened to a lot of folks. In fact, the very first thing that was given to me was Zig Ziglar, See You at the Top. You may have listened to that. We had the big cassette album. A lot of folks in the audience remember that. And that was the big Nightingale Conant, was it 6 or 8 cassettes in this album? And I remember a friend of mine, a very successful gentleman, gave me that. He gave me See You at the Top. And I learned so much from that and saw Zig and got to know him a couple times over the years. He was generationally very ahead of me. I never worked with him. And after I got done with that, because my friend had given me a promise, he said, when you get done with this, let me know. I'll give you something else. And he gave me Brian Tracy, The Science of Self-Confidence. That was called, I believe so. And that was a major impact on me back when I was younger. And that's what started this whole thing. Later on, as I got to work for the Motivation Station down in Pompano Beach, Florida, WNN, got to meet some of these people along the way. But Brian Tracy keeps cranking things out. And a ways back, he began to focus on your single most important activity of the day. It's something that comes back from time to time. Every few years, somebody will focus on that. But I got to tell you, if you really want to get something in life, whatever it happens to be, even if it's just more peace in the morning, or you want to write a book or you want to get in better shape, whatever it happens to be, there is one thing that you need to focus on, and that is, what is your one most important activity? It's the one core activity that makes everything else fine. The one core activity that, if you don't do, causes everything to fall apart. I know that's kind of a negative way of looking at it, right? I thought about that before I wrote that down. I said, okay, if I don't do this, all hell's going to break loose. And I don't want that to happen. Sometimes the negative motivation is a good thing. It's a little bit of operant conditioning. Some people always talk about positivity and positive motivation, but they rarely look at the other side of it. Sometimes a good kick in the butt is really solid motivation. Tell me I'm not right on that one. In a very positive way. Yes, we like things to be positive. But the truth is, there are some things, one thing you should be doing today, that if you don't do it, all hell's going to break loose. To me, that motivates me. But also, the other way of looking at it is, if there's one thing, a core activity I need to be doing today that will make my life better and get me closer to my goal, there you go, Scott. You found your way around to the positive stuff. I know, but it kind of lives hand in hand. I'm not the kind of guy that will say, let's just always do backflips and try to figure out how to make it sound positive, when we got to look at the other side as well, because when we look at both sides, we can ground it and understand it. And then, frankly, you can hear other people. You can hear their words and hear where their mindset is. So what's the one thing that's going to make your life so great today that you're going to go ahead and do that? Or what's the one thing that, if you don't do it, all hell's going to break loose and it's going to fall apart? Which one? So Brian Tracy had that book. Remember that? Eat the Big Frog First. He recognized that. That many people focus on anything but the most critical activity in their life. They are surprised when things fall apart when that happens. I have a lot of clients, and I cannot tell you how many times we will literally spend an hour or two focusing on what needs to be done to get them where they want to go. And the next week comes around, and they're organizing their computer files. They're on their hard drive. Well, I need to get organized before I can start writing. No, you don't. You just need to start writing. That's not the most important thing. Scott, wait a second. You got to be organized or you can't be productive. It's that important. If you really want to waste a lot of time, just go Google productivity on the Google thing right now. You'll see what I mean by that. No. What's the one thing that you can do right now that will move you forward? Is it showing up for work on time or doing a great job at work, or is it both? We've had a lot of people here around our house the past week helping us get things done. And I tell you what, the number one thing that gets me, if they don't show up on time, and to me, the most important part of their day is showing up on time so they get paid when they leave. Do you do that? Is that important for you to do that or not? Could it be your unflinching attention to your family? I have clients and friends who do that as well, that no matter what happens in the course of the day, they are going to stop what they're doing and spend time with their family. Does your business have one activity that causes people to buy from you? That's what you should be doing today. The number one thing today should be making sure that your customer buys from you. But Scott, I have so many employee issues, and I've got to order this, and I've got to do that. No, you don't. You need to do the one activity that makes people keep buying from you, because that's the one that's going to keep everything and make everything possible for you. I'm a little fired up. I don't know why I'm so fired up. Yeah, I do. I make a big change in my life. I always understand one thing, that I'm just going to wait until after the change happens, because my mind always lands someplace I don't expect it to go. And today it's landed in the land of fired up. I can tell you that's happening right now. But the one activity that causes people to buy from you, when you focus on that one most important activity of the day and you do it first, everything else gets easier. I promise that. I promise that. Even if you get up at noon and you just have the first one activity you're going to do. And that is probably the advanced version of this. Not only the one thing you should be focused on today, but also the fact that you should do it the first thing when you get out of bed. And I truly mean the very first thing. No do-gooding stuff. If you really want to get stuff done, don't go meditating. Don't go journaling. Don't go yogaing. Don't do all that stuff, unless that's the most important thing for you. Don't do that and then get to everything else. No. You figure out that one thing that's going to push you forward. Eat that big frog. The very second you get out of bed, just slurp it right up, and life is going to be happy, happy for you. All right, I beat a dead frog to death right there. Okay, tomorrow night we'll come back with some interesting stuff, and I promise you, I know today I'm a little bit enthusiastic, a little scattered. My life is pretty much flipped upside down for a couple of days, but it's settling very, very quickly. So tomorrow we'll reel this puppy in a little bit more, but I thought I'd take you along for the ride. Next week, back to normal. You say, Scott, where are you? You sound like you're normal. I'll be there next week.